For this technique, if you might call it, you can use it anytime, but it's an ideal one to get started. You just settle down, you're on your cushion, on your chair, either sitting or lying down or standing. And just assume a nice upright posture, upright and yet relaxed, as best as you can. And just get settled in, adjusting your shoulders, if that helps, placing your hands somewhere where they naturally can rest. Close your eyes if that's your custom, or open them, or ideally have them partially closed so as not to get distracted. And then just notice this body, your body in this moment. Any aches or pains, comforts, joys, distractions, tingling. The busy mind, it's always relative, sometimes more, sometimes less. Just notice. Kind of take a little starting inventory. Who is sitting? What is sitting? And in doing this, we begin to step back a little from the experience in the automatic way of walking through life, working on automatic pilot. We become aware, conscious. Oh, what is sitting and how am I perceiving my body, my thoughts, my feelings? What comes to mind? What flows through? What sticks? Just noticing. Noticing. If the mind drifts off, no problem. Just come back to the awareness of this sitting body. And then begin to direct your attention to your breath. Nothing special, just the air entering and leaving the body. You've done this a trillion times. We do it even when we're asleep. So there's no thinking required. So what we're doing now, by observing the breath, I always think of sitting myself next to my breath, taking up an observation post and saying, ah, look, air rushing in, air rushing out. Sometimes it's a short breath, other times a long breath, soft, labored, tense, relax, whatever. Simply notice your breath. And for this particular technique, we're going to concentrate on the out-breath. So I'm inviting you to begin to notice when the out-breath emerges. It somehow comes from deep within, it comes from the lungs, but it's not as easy to detect when it begins until you feel and sense air beginning to emit from mouth, over your lips, teeth. And if it helps to make it a bit audible, why not do that? Sort of, either as a sigh, or as blowing out a little candle. So So whatever works for you, but it's probably useful for you to hear your own breath. That helps capture the busy mind's attention. Oh, there's a sensation, which is very subtle, in the mouth somewhere, and then there's a sound of breath. Eventually, you don't have to do any of this. You'll just switch to observing the out-breath and see what happens. For now, just make a little sound without exaggerating, without making the breath longer or shorter. Simply feel it and hear it. At your pace. Mine is just mine, and yours is yours. It's neither right or wrong. It just is the breath as it flows. And now begin to focus even further at the tail end of the out-breath. Sort of like this. So the snapping of my fingers, the beginning of the silent space that follows an out-breath. Maybe you'd like to experiment and just make that silent moment, that turning point, that still point at the end of an out-breath before the next in-breath begins. Make it really the focus of your attention. And just sink into this silence, the sensation of no breath coming, no breath going, just this. Simply experiencing the moment of being present. Out breath, and then sink into the silence, into the exhale. You might want to open your mouth slightly, open the jaw, the lips, so that you are as if you're sitting there with awe. And then feel the descending sensation as your awareness and indeed your body sinks or softens into this silent moment. Play with it, experiment with it. And don't look for anything dramatic or fantastic or nothing. Simply, there comes another breath. So please do that. And perhaps you'd like to dedicate a whole 10-minute meditation period just sitting with the out-breath, particularly the conclusion, the ending of the out-breath, before the next breath begins. I wish you well.